This has been a long time coming. Look around. This is not the last best use for this land here in the 21st century.
You recognize that voice? That is Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, and he was right here in the Park City announcing, helping to announce the news about the decommissioned former coal-fired power plant right here in Bridgeport along the shoreline. It not only has a new owner this morning, but man, there are some big plans in the pipeline for it. Joining us now for all the details, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim is back. And welcome back, Mayor Ganim. First of all, for people who are not familiar with where this site is, because I could tell you I got a lot of phone calls about this, we're not talking about the candy cane striped power plant, right? We're talking about something different.
No, we're talking about the red. Yeah, and that part is obviously just one little, in the scheme of things, one smaller structure, although it's 504 feet high in the air. And it has an elevator inside, too, which I'd love to see going up. But it is that site, that location, and it's the power plant that you see going by. Obviously, our eyes are drawn to the red
and
white.
Candy cane. Candy cane.
You know,
in the sky.
It was funny yesterday because I hadn't been on that site in a while. When I drove up, I stopped my car at the candy cane, as you call it, and looked up and took a picture. And a reporter came by, and then I was talking to the governor. I was like, you know, I think there's a split on whether we should keep the candy cane or, you know, have it go down as they do the demolition. And I'd love to hear, since you get a lot of calls, too, because I got my brother called me yesterday. He said, don't you dare take down the red and white candy cane.
Mayor Ganim, because you and I, didn't we talk about maybe, I mean, it would take a lot of money, unfortunately, but weren't we talking about repurposing this and making it some kind of a landmark people could do tours like you're talking about, or that would just take an astronomical amount of money?
And I'm for that. And actually, you know, the governor was standing with me and he used the word, no, it's an icon. And we don't have a firm agreement. We don't, the city, so the listeners know, you know, where we are citywide or statewide. Neither of us, the state or the city, own the site. The state's putting a lot of money into it to help us with demolition, actually to help the developer demolish it, because it's just millions and millions of dollars. And it's the right public test. And it opens up 30-plus acres of the waterfront to complement, of course, what's going on in Steel Point now, coming out with 400 units of residential housing and everything that's over there. You know, the amphitheater right behind us there. So we have the most, I think, ultimately most impressive, I call it amazing, waterfront development anywhere that I know of. I say the entire Connecticut seaboard, some go further than that. But then we have this red and white icon that maritime users, in other words, people that ride and use boats, it is like Port Jefferson, a landmark where I think they have two stacks at Port Jeff and I think three at Greenport, and somebody else has four, and we have one. So these are nautical mile markers or destination points where you set your visual on. Now, since we're talking about it, we want to expand the airport. We have a verbal agreement with the state to possibly buy it from us, take it over, and then to expand commercial traffic there. Some of the ways that New Haven has, and they say, we would be better off without a 504-foot tower in our runway. So it's interesting from that perspective, but as Bridgeporters, you know, who kind of, you know, we've been around the block a few times, we've seen these things. This is a part of our history. So I've thrown it out there for discussion. Mm-hmm. What should we do? And I'll use my influence with the developer if we feel like we want to kind of have something, it's a
tricky one, Mayor Ganim, because, you know, when I think about the candy cane, which is what I call it, the candy cane in the sky.
The candy cane, I love that.
Yeah, the candy cane in the sky. So when I used to live in Vermont, I mean, to me, it was like, that's how you knew you made it home, because I always passed it to get to Fairfield, which is where my parents live. And so when I'd come back and forth from college, and when I was living and working up in Burlington, that was like, oh my gosh, we made it to the promised land because we've seen the candy canes. So it's for that nostalgia purpose, sure. But when you talk about bringing commercial airlines back to Bridgeport and then also competing with what Tweed has seen a lot of success with, I mean, now you're talking about, I mean, the convenience of just driving to the Stratford Bridgeport line to use Sikorsky. I mean, that to me would take more precedence, if it's the right thing to do, would take more precedence over my 20s and having some memories. Now, are there different things you could do instead of leaving it there? I would think that you could take a portion of it and put it somewhere.
And I don't want to overstate the airline issue some people have said, hey, wouldn't it be cool as you do this transformation, you tear down, the old coal burning plant, the last coal burning plant, you're going to put housing, which we have a shortage of housing on, and I've got we want to see housing as a part of it. So the people that are listening know there will be community input, continued community input. I will listen and others will have to listen, the developers and others, as to what we want to happen. It's got to make sense. I mean, but it's going to be something that we're all going to be proud of. Could you repaint it and say, well, have it maybe vertically, welcome to Bridgeport. These are some of the ideas I've heard. Or, something that identifies, maybe leave the colors. I don't know. But I like the idea of having one. I'm very excited about the development. I want to thank the governor, his team, our team, PSEG ultimately for coming around. That's the company that owns it. And I'm allowing this transformation, which will be the final kind of waterfront transformation in that location, for decades, generationally, I think. So to see that happen. And then to have, we could have our own kind of neighborhood conversations about, I'd love to see, it seems to be a talking point.
It is. I know. We do seem to talk about the candy cane a lot. We have Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim here, and for a couple more minutes, I just want to talk about this decommissioned former coal-fired power plant. I like to call it the candy cane in the sky, if you've ever passed it going by I-95. Of course you have. It's like a landmark in Bridgeport, and there was a huge announcement. First of all, we know it has a new owner, the Bridgeport Station Development. They actually started yesterday work on this property. We're being told it's going to take about 3 years to not only do a demolition, but also remediation on this property. Any insight you can give us, Mayor Ganim, into the vision? Like, what is it going to become? Is this housing? Is this mixed? What's going to go there?
I think mixed is probably the best at this point. I think the developers have talked about housing as a main component of what will happen there. But just kind of maybe too technical, but the site, so the demolition of the site is everything above ground. Then it sounds like from what they said yesterday, there's a thing called cleanup or remediation is the word they use for under the ground. And a lot of that actually I didn't know has been done in prior years, except underneath where the plant exists. And my guess is there's probably not a lot under there. There's probably slab foundation, so there's probably not a lot. But they do have to raise, in other words, elevate, add more dirt, I guess, to the site, and it's substantial, not just a couple inches, like feet. Some of that deals with the resiliency plan, which is the increase because of global warming, so it's referred to, but to make it acceptable, bulkhead work all the way around. I'd like to see a marinite or water component of it, like we see with Bobby, what Christoph did. With the marina over there, because you're on the water, it juts out into prominently into our harbor. So I think there should be a water component. And then there's other, I call them ancillary uses. These words are great, but other uses that would accommodate people coming to visit. I don't know if it's for tourism, local uses. I think those are all on the board. What the company has said and has already started to do with partnership with public sector is to take input from individuals. I was at one place where they said, what would you like to see at the power plant? What would you like to see? And people have thrown their ideas out, not really, I would say, with a lot of great thought. A lot of them are kind of off the cuff, but their ideas that what people would like to see or maybe have thought about. So the long answer, as this turns out, is yes, I think housing is going to be a component of it. Yes, I personally have emphasized I'd like to see some water use there. And then I think the opportunity for people to have their input and then for the developer to take that input and make it a reality on that site. It's 30-plus acres, 33 acres. So they have a kind of a big site there that we can do quite a bit on. And I'm convinced that they'll do that. I'm really happy to see it moving along.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. And Mayor Ganim, when you talk about getting public input, can people find out when, you know, public hearings, for example, will be happening? Is that going to be on the Bridgeport City website?
You know, I'm gonna now that we've turned the corner on this as of yesterday, I'll have our communications department put the notices up on the Bridgeport website as they go forward. We won't be conducting the public hearings ourselves, meaning not the city, but the input process, we have that information and we'll put that up there so people can have the opportunity, either in person or indirectly, to kind of give their two cents on it. My guess is, like you and I, we spent a lot of time talking about, which I think would be a transformational waterfront development, and we spent a good percentage of it talking about the candy cane.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably get some comments on the candy cane.
That's probably true. Yeah, you're probably right. And Mayor Ganim, I thank you so much for even diving into this. I think it's a, like you said, huge announcement in the city of Bridgeport, and certainly we look forward to watching, you know, the future unfold for it. So thank you so much for being here and giving us the insight.
No, thank you. It's exciting, and thanks for covering it as you have. Again, housing, jobs are going to be a key component of that, increased tax-based growth, which helps, you know, pay for everything like education and so on, and support the quality of life in Bridgeport and every neighborhood. So thank you so much, and talk to you again soon.
You're very welcome. Mayor Joe Ganim here on WACC.